Hey, this is J.O. Woodson.
This is Minister Zen 1 of the Temple of Hip Hop.
This is Red Summer.
This is Chicago's own comedian B. Cole, and you listen to my man Ray, Devon, and also the beautiful Candace on the Truth Brothers. Now, if you ain't listening to the Truth Brothers, the truth ain't in you. Let's do this, baby.
Some of it you gon' like, some of it you ain't. Tired of hearing fools complaining in barber chairs and beauty shops.
This is Truth Brothers Radio.
That's more like it.
If you're not listening to the Truth Brothers, then the truth ain't in you.
Truth Brothers Radio. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. I'm Ray.
And I'm Devon.
And we're the Truth Brothers. The number to give us a call is 818-514-1202. That's 818-514-1202.
And don't forget to press number one to join the conversation. Also, you guys know you can leave us your questions, comments, and show ideas at truthbrosradio@gmail.com. And by now, y'all should know the truth is spelled T-R-U-F.
Yep, and we got the chat room up and running. And there's a few people dipped in and dipped back out. I think they're trying to dip back in. What's going on, man?
Not much. Pretty much everything is copacetic. Had a pretty good, amazing weekend. I must say so myself.
What you do, catch some movies?
Yeah, I caught the Think Like a Man 2. Was not bad.
I heard it got chill reviews.
Got real good reviews. Yeah. Got I think they pulled in 30. 30, you know, for the weekend, which is not bad considering they only blew 12. But
you know that's the budget for sure?
Yeah, 12, okay. 12
I was
million
curious.
Was the budget. Yeah, 12 million was the budget.
It was party time.
Yeah, they are celebrating big. And shout out to Kevin Hart and the whole crew, man. Actually a good funny family movie. I would say not family, but nice date movie. Definitely
right.
A good
date. Did you
see the
first
movie.
One?
Yeah, I saw the first.
How did it compare to the first one?
Now, the first one is really taken from the book, right?
Right.
This one isn't.
This is just a movie sequel.
It's a movie sequel.
Hangover 2.
It's not in no comparison really to the book. There's no hidden messages or whatever. I would say it had its moments. Terrence J definitely needs some acting lessons. He needs to work on his, he was too over the top with it. But other than that,
they took the characters from that helped cultivate the movie for the book and just gave them their own, like a series. They
developed
the characters and let them do their own thing.
So to speak, yeah. I would say pretty much that's what happened.
Okay.
Absolutely. But yeah, it's a definite, I recommend everybody go see it. You know, definitely if you can, man, just support the boy.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's
he's
like
trying
the
to,
third strong black movie that then came out. That's good. They're getting on a roll.
They're trying to, and I do want to support the boy Will Packer because he is trying to get his name, his foot in the door, as far as a director / producer. So I'm definitely going. Anybody, if you get a chance, he has another movie coming out. I don't think he's doing. He's not doing the James Brown movie. He's doing another movie, but. Will Packer, man, be on the lookout for this man. He definitely will be on his way. No doubt.
For sure. Lorelai just entered the building. What's going on, Lorelai?
What's going on over there in the chat room?
Yeah. So, you know, I've heard that James Brown movie is supposed to gonna be little something.
From the preview, I would definitely say.
Oh, you saw
a
trailer?
Yeah, they showed the trailer doing the, that's why I think it was a Will Packer production. Because they were showing all the trailers to the upcoming movies, and that was one of them. Really good. It looks good. I forget who the guy who's playing James Brown, but the story it looks like it can run with Ray.
I've seen some stills and been hearing things, and yeah, it sounds like it's a pretty solid production.
Yeah, it definitely looked like it's going to run with Ray. Don't know what it's going to do. I believe people will go see it automatically, though. I think that's going to be a movie. I think it's going to be a real sleeper movie. I don't think – I don't. I don't think that the same people that turned out to go see Ray will still go in turn to go
you
see
would,
that movie.
You would think. Yeah. I got to admit, I was surprised when Nippy's last movie, when nobody turned out to see
the
that.
Oh, the Christmas movie?
Yeah, well, not the Christmas. It was Sparkle.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, this was like right after she passed, so I would have thought that people who was missing her would have came out.
I know what you're saying.
Yeah, and yeah. I was really shocked when that movie didn't turn out the numbers like I thought it would. I was really surprised.
That kind of reminded me of the movie Aaliyah did right after she died, the vampire movie, and it kind of did the same thing. I don't think like a lot of people actually went to go see. I mean, the movie actually sucked.
It did.
It was the same like. Right after she died, this is the last movie she was in.
Yeah, you thought it caught that vibe. Yeah. Are they making an Aaliyah movie?
Yeah, the girl, it's getting protested by Aaliyah fans, though. I can't remember her name. I saw her. She could play her. She looks like her. She fits the bill, nice, slim, dark hair. You know, she fits the bill as far as someone who could play her. I know they did that biopic, and then they released another trailer for the Andre 3000 in the Jimi Hendrix movie.
That's been in the works.
Yeah, they actually released the trailer though, so it's on its way.
How does he look?
He looks like he'll pull it off.
He's had enough time.
I don't think he's gonna.
I hold
a bar when it comes to certain movies. Like I hold like the Malcolm X when he got older, Jamie Foxx and Ray. So it's like I have a certain standard that I'm going to see. And he's like, musically, he can do it.
Right.
As far as his chops and as far as how he's going to sound, I don't know.
You set a high bar for Special Figures.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Terrence Howard as Mandela.
Exactly.
That's the same.
I don't think he's going to fall in that category, though. I think he'll be a little. I like Idris Elba better as Mandela. But
one would think so.
Yeah, even though
how did you come up with that type of casting? I don't know.
I mean, when he played Mandela, it was okay.
Who?
Idris Elba.
No, I'm not talking about Idris.
No, I know. I'm
talking about Terrence.
No, I'm just saying to myself. Like, I was thinking about
green
it.
Green-eyed dude. Yeah, you got the part.
Okay, hey.
And I guess
that was what T.D. Jakes or whatever yeah. One of them joined.
That's
them
what it was.
It was T.D. Yeah, I don't. I was hyped to see
that movie till I found out. Because remember, it was all about Jennifer Hudson played this, and everybody played it straight like this was going to be a big production. And when I found out, like what, T.D. Oh no,
nobody knew. Like nobody,
He kept that under wraps till the last
minute.
That's
what I'm saying.
Nobody
knew until the last minute. All right, and let's slap my name on here right now. And, yeah, it didn't. I didn't see it. I planned on seeing it. It's actually on Netflix now, so I'll go check it out.
It tanked. Well, tanked is a relative word because, hell, if you only put a half a million into it, life's good.
Yeah, you get your money back opening weekend on that one. So
right.
Yeah, I don't think he's worried about it. Money will be flowing. Money will be coming, especially that Christian money.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Who we hollering at?
All right, got a decent list today, so y'all bear with me. First off, shout out to my man. I just saw this dude over the weekend, to my boy B. Cole. He got a comedy jam out this Friday at Jokes and Notes, Friday and Saturday. So, y'all people, man, get your tickets if you're in the surrounding Chicagoland area.
Oh, that's good.
Meet up at Jokes and Notes. Meet the boy, B. Cole. He's going to
have how the movie negotiations went?
We didn't get into all that. Okay. We just was talking about shows and all this other stuff and what he got in the works or whatever. And that's when he told me about the Jokes and Notes that he got coming up this Friday and Saturday. And last I heard, they like the script. That's the last thing I heard. Shout out to Diana Bell, Bianca Rafford, who's listening all the way from Georgia today. Taja Blackman and her, happy birthday to her baby daughter who turned 3 over this weekend. Happy birthday. Alessandra Noble, Marissa Burt, Dejan and Denise, Nicole Turner, listening all the way from Arizona. to my friend Mookie Josh Simmons Sarai, who's at the ER right now. Nothing big, but I had to say what's up to him. Yeah, everything cool. His little son had a little, I don't want to get all deep in the business, had a little mishap. Nothing big out of the ordinary.
Playing with G.I. Joe.
That's what I heard.
All right.
That's what I heard. Washika Stafford, and to everybody I know when I just left there, man, everybody over at Planet Fitness on the 103rd, man, shout out to y'all. I know y'all said y'all would be listening, so y'all getting a shout out to the lady on the to my boy who bench pressed the 300 today for no reason, but shout out to him too, man. My man, we called him Bear, so shout out to Bear over there too. Y'all listening, what's up? DJs B-Days, Pinky Macklin, Don Marie, Sydney Johnson, Jenny Andrews, Tanisha Kirby, Brittany Siobhan, Mia Hawkins, Van Johnson, not the dancer either, Van Tattoo Man Johnson, that's what's up. Melanie,
ask you about Pinky.
Nah, that ain't who we think it is. It would be nice, but then again, do you want to know? Melanie Bianca, Cherie Mee, Emma Brunson, and CG Fletcher, man, happy birthday to y'all from the Truth Brothers. Respect and love.
For sure.
Yeah, that was pretty much it for that. We got all the birthdays in and got all of our shout outs. So I guess y'all know what time it is and what we about to do, man. It's time for the terrible truth.
This is the terrible truth with your terrible anchors, Ray and Devon.
Greetings and salutations. This is Ken Clark of The Terrible Truth. This portion of The Terrible Truth is brought to you by Three Fifths Bank, the bank for colors. Now with front door entrance.
There you go. And Jason Collins, reversible condoms. Use one side, reverse it, then let your friend get in.
Got a very, very interesting story, so I have to read this one. This one crossed my path. Shout out to Akilah Sims for sending this story to me for the terrible truth. Man who assaulted his dad after finding him in bed with his wife gets off easy. So I'm going to say that one more time so everybody can hear that. So man who assaulted his father after finding him in bed with his wife gets off easy. Let me explain this real quick.
Dad got off easy.
I would say so. A husband who walked in on his wife and father in a compromising position on his son's bed has been suspended.
Whoa! Oh, wait. His bed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you meant like his kids.
Nah.
Let's make this all the way wrong.
Yeah. Nah. Yeah. Not on the toddler bed. Not on the car's racing bed.
Right.
A husband who walked in on his wife and his father in a compromised position on his son's bed has been suspended from the police force for 4 years. Timothy John, a.k.a. T.J. Brewer, and a sheriff's deputy in Moab, Utah, pistol-whipped his dad.
Mojave.
Is it? Don't say that. You said Mojave.
Mojave.
Spell it.
She.
Oh, well, there you go. Nah, this isn't Moabi. It does. It's not. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Okay.
Pistol whipped his dad, a fire department chief, after he walked upstairs to find his wife and daughter getting frisky in his home. When the suspension ends, Brewer will have to enter the police academy again if he wants to wear a badge once more.
Really? I think he showed loads of restraint. Because he could have shot him.
Just simple pistol whipping.
Was too good for him.
I would say so.
Too good for him. He just as easily could have just.
Good night, he didn't do that. Good night, sweet prince. You don't think
Pops deserved a little gun butt action?
No, I think Pops got what he was due. I don't. I guess he was saying, but son, it's your dad, as he was hitting him with the
thing. And it's Father's Day.
Right. I was giving her a present of your life. Like, you don't understand. She said if she didn't get none, she was going to leave you.
And if you didn't work so much.
That could be part of it. That could be part of it as well.
If you didn't work so much to keep this fantastic house.
I wonder, here's the thing. How big was the house if he had to, if you didn't hear nothing. I'm getting ahead of myself in the story.
You
and
when you deep into it and you sitting there playing, who, Gap Band, who dude from Gap Band?
Charlie Wilson.
Charlie Wilson.
Yeah.
Because he ain't going to play nothing, Mom. Nah, he's going to play Charlie Wilson.
Yeah.
I can do magic.
That'd hurt. That'll hurt him bad. Opinion on the case has been sharply divided. On one hand, sympathy is with Brewer, who walked in a horrific scene. Who could blame a man for freaking out? On the other hand, reportedly Brewer, his dad, and his wife had all been drinking heavily at a family barbecue that night. I don't care what happens that pisses you off. You're a cop. You don't grab your gun when you're drunk and mad. Plus, there were children present.
You only grab your gun when it's black people. You pull over a motorist. That's when you use your weapon. Not on your dad.
So that was still went in for the kill.
Right.
Nobody says nothing to Pops about go, hey, man.
Where is Charlamagne?
Yeah.
And where's dad? Yeah. That's Charlie Wilson.
I love that song. He comes up. His dad got his wife. His dad got his wife on his shoulder, having dinner. And then it's the family barbecue.
It was finger licking good.
You know I don't eat pork. Why'd you invite me to your barbecue knowing there was pork on the table? So I just had some of this cat
fish.
You know. But if Brewer had left it at that, he probably would have gotten off easier. Instead, he tried to he then tried to get into the hospital where the family lay injured after he stabbed himself. After father lay injured after he stabbed himself. A lot of stuff going on here. Yeah, I can see. Telling officers
the son stabbed himself?
No, the father did.
Well, if you're going to keep hitting me with that gun, I might as well just keep stabbing myself.
This is going to get you fired. You're going to kill your dad.
The only problem is it was a spork. He was stabbing himself with a spork.
Now, you wouldn't shoot dear old dad now, would you?
What a dumbass.
Telling officers who arrived that he wanted to kill his father.
Yeah.
Again.
He means it in the I'm really mad sense of the word.
Yes.
Look, he beat him with the gun. If he wanted to kill him, he had plenty of time to do that.
Hell, he's a cop. That would have been easy.
Just said he was a black motorist.
Sprinkle some crack on him. He was still drunk and called the officers. When his uncle, also a cop, arrived and tried to stop him, Brewer assaulted his uncle too.
Yeah, because his uncle, hey, you know your dad. You know what? Let's take a break.
Yeah.
Let's take a break because it's about to go there. Truth Brothers Radio.
Yeah. Yeah.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Hey yo, my silent moments, loud as the crack of thunder. My hunger like the crocodile that attacks a hunter. It ain't commercial or underground, it's true. Cause I'm on call a skill, call a game, call a glow, call my name. Like the law, all the veins, screaming like you all in pain. Treat it like a drug, all up in your veins. Yeah.
Hello, this is Tony Breedlove of Hot Topics Talk Radio. You can find us here on Blog Talk Radio every Wednesday night at 9 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 11 o'clock Central, and 12 o'clock on the East Coast. We also invite you to find us on Facebook under Hot Topics Talk Radio and on Twitter at Hot Topics with TV. For additional information on Hot Topics Talk Radio, as well as our sister station, HGLB Radio Las Vegas, a continuous play of R&B, jazz, hip-hop, rap, and highlighting some of the most talented independent artists around the world, head on over to our website at www.hottopicstalkradio.com. Hot Topic Talk Radio, where it's real people, real issues, real talk. Now, back to Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio.
I keep the ass popping like the locks on the Benz. After the after party, we'll be getting it in. Pause for a drink, then we cutting again. I'll be your baby.
Truth Brothers Radio, we're back. And don't forget to join us in the second hour. We'll be talking about father's rights, and it's more to it than just money.
Yeah, that's gonna be. I'm a guess, but that's gonna be a super topic tonight because I've heard that some people got some issues. They're planning on
got some things to
voicing,
say.
They plan on voicing their opinion. So
got some
can't
truth
wait to
they
hear
get
these.
Out.
Yeah, they're gonna get it in. I'm hoping.
Meanwhile, in Utah, so. Uncle pulls up and say, "You know how your dad is.
That's my
why
brother.
Would you leave her alone with it?"
They call him flirty, but no, I don't know. Like, then again, like,
no,
I feel for the man. I feel for him. I ain't gonna lie. Let me stop because there's no way that there's no way that if my dad goes in for the kill
I'm
and
saying.
I catch him. Yeah. Pops are no pops.
Or that's even your son comes of age, and she's all and his girl is all spellbound by the jizzle. You go in.
You're taking too long with that. I can't do it.
Okay.
I can't do it. Look, they say. Let them say it. Not excusing what the father did, father and wife did, but does this sound like someone who you want running around with a gun? Look.
Yeah, he went under the most extreme circumstances you could think of and didn't kill him.
That actually makes
Meanwhile, sense. On the other side of the country, did you hear about what happened in Park Forest?
I believe I did. I'm trying to see. Which one?
There's an elderly living home in Park Forest. A 95-year-old gentleman became agitated and combative with the staff. They called Park Forest Finest, and Park Forest Finest showed up in riot gear, with a riot shield.
Time to go to work, boys.
95-year-old man is brandishing what they call a knife. Well, it was a knife. They show it on the news. About a three-inch knife. A three-inch knife. Your steak knife is longer than that. Three-inch knife. They tase him, 95-year-old.
That's right.
But that ain't good enough.
Let him round.
That ain't good enough. They pump 4 bean bags into the man.
Light him
up. From a shotgun.
Light him up.
Pump him with 4. No. 6 bean bags.
Light him up.
And that killed him. I mean, he was 95.
He's been here long enough.
There you go.
He's had enough
so
time.
So if you ask me if the man, if I got to get pulled over, and there's the dude who caught Pops duking.
That too.
And then I've got, on the other hand, I've got bean bag detective. Who do I want pulling me over?
Look.
Right.
Look.
Right.
Pops went in. I get you that. But at the same time, I think elderly people are cut a little bit too much slack than that.
Really?
Team. I really do.
The 95-year-old, because the cops said we were terrified. 95-year-old man.
They killed too. It's coming.
Yeah, when you sleep.
I don't trust a lot of things, man. One of them is people who have a 9 in front of any of their ages. If you got a 7 in front of your age, I'm looking at you funny. Anything over that, I don't trust you. Because your getaway is, well, I'm old. I don't like that. I don't think a lot of people should be getting passes simply because I got 1 foot in the grave already. That ain't cool. Old lady coming in and just start eating bologna out the jewels, and well, she's old and got dementia. That ain't, lady, pay for your bologna and then take it home. I didn't know I was eating it. I don't want to hear that. You knew you was eating the bologna.
You went awfully personal.
I seen it before.
Did you?
Not really, but it came in my mind the other night. I didn't like it. I don't like that. No, I don't like, man, the fact, oh,
really,
people so, get away
so
with so
let's,
much.
Let's empty the clip. Look, on old
just
guy.
Like dad, dude could have shot dad. They could have pumped actual slugs in this 95-year-old man.
They did toss across bean bags.
There you go. They played fine. You know the little
and
boy?
And showed up in riot gear.
Look, that's all they had left. That's all that was clean. Really? They put that on because okay. That's all that was clean.
Okay.
If I get 95 and I'm
get
causing
95,
the problem,
you get pulled over tomorrow. They went in riot gear for a 95-year-old. They going to come in full commando for you.
Look, all I'm saying is old people get away with you. Am I the only one who saw Bad Grandpa? No, right? The man was walking around, and a lot of people was giving that man.
Yeah, when he ran over that squirrel.
Yeah, that dude, yeah.
Right, the squirrel, the little squirrel light for the restaurant. He ran it over.
The penguin.
The penguin, that's what it was.
Yeah, the big penguin.
And the dude, oh, man, dude wanted
to
fight him. He wanted to. He was, what? I'm old. You gonna beat up an old man?
And he's like, dude, I swear to God, man, if you wasn't 100, I'd be killing you. And as old people get away with, they say what they want. They cross streets whenever they want. I'm watching old people just do whatever they want to, and nobody's standing up to them because they're like, oh, man, they old. And they feel like they could just do it. Look, I got a grandfather, nice older man, but, you know, he's respectable. He knows how to kind of conduct himself. You got old people that are purposely rolling over your shoes because they don't like you when they wheelchairs. And they hover around.
You called a hover around to the toe before?
I was sitting there. This is what happened. Over the weekend. This weekend is personal. This is why it's personal. I got my fresh ankle ACL tear shoes on. These are called the Derrick Rose. I call these the ACL tears. So I got my fresh Derrick Rose shoes on. I'm feeling pretty good because I want to support the man. Hopefully he comes back. Shouts out to Carmelo if he joins the Bulls come Thursday. So I'm sitting there, you know, we're having dinner at a nice open restaurant. It's a indoor-outdoor, got a tent. Real nice, right? Now, first off, I'm in an area where I know people don't like my people being around their people. Let's just say that. So
that was a lot of people.
That's a whole bunch of people. So we sitting there.
So
we,
how dare you get the escargot?
Yeah. The dude kind of like he came to my thing. Like, I ain't going to lie. He tried to slide me to the bathroom door.
He tried explaining the food to you.
Yeah. He was like, hey, you know, this is not, it's a la carte. It
if
don't
we
come
don't have
with
malt
nothing.
Liquor.
Yeah. And please, we don't accept fake money here. All this is going on, right? So I'm sitting there. We having a nice, real nice dinner conversation. Everything is feeling good. Just left from seeing Thinking Like a Man too, and I got my roses out. Now I stand pretty tall. Table set just enough where I could point my feet outward as we're in the little car sidewalk area. So my feet's not dangling out like I extended my knees. That's stupid. I don't want to trip nobody. So I see through my peripheral. There's this older woman. About 90, 100-ish, coming down in a wheelchair / hover around / Now, what made it so bogus, she got off the street to get on the curb to come to our side, right? So, because you know they ride, they hover rounds in the street. She gets
no,
off the street.
I've never seen
You've
that.
Never seen nobody ride a hover round in the street? Seriously?
I'm dead serious.
They ride, they hover rounds in the street like it's a motorcycle or a scooter. No joke. See it all the time. I see it a lot going down Weston around University Parkway. Shouts out. So I'm sitting there, and I'm like, yeah, you know, the Kevin Hart, he's a fool, and Dixie is clunk, 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 clunk. And she rides directly over my Derrick Rose shoes, right? The girl's looking at me like, oh, my God, I hope he don't go ninja in here, right? Yeah. So I'm not tripping. It's a shoe. But I'm like, oh, man, you know, maybe she didn't see it. Till I look back. She's kind of looking at me as she's driving away. She's looking backwards. Like,
keep your feet out of the lane.
Giving me the middle finger look. Like, yeah, that'll teach you. Spend your money on something besides gym shoes. And it's crazy because I wanted to get up and just go kick her out the hover round, take it and put it in the back of my car and run off with it and make her crawl to it. But
here we go.
I didn't. I sat there. I ate my giant cookie.
You a gentleman.
I went gentleman. I mean, you know, and I kept it real 100. But the real, we'll be right back. Got to take another quick break, man. Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio.
I'd ask you what's wrong with you, but I already know. You're poor, or a loser, or a person who doesn't care about technology, which means you're either poor or a loser. We didn't even make this commercial to sell you an iPhone. We made it to mock you for being one of the have-nots. We are the Sneetches with stars upon thars, and you are one of the regular Sneetches. If you don't have an iPhone, honestly, good. In your face. If you don't have an iPhone, frankly, go fuck yourself.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Whatever it takes to make it hardcore.
Keep the record rolling. Ain't nobody cold when we ready.
Whatever it takes to make it hardcore.
Our true soldier. Riding with a soldier. Yeah, yeah.
Whatever it takes to make it hardcore.
Keep the record rolling. Can't nobody hold the spot.
Whatever it takes to make it hardcore. Whatever it takes to make it hardcore. Whatever it takes to make it hardcore. Whatever it takes to make it hardcore.
Keep the record rolling. Can't nobody hold the spot we claim.
Truth Brothers Radio, we're back. And you had the lane and she charged you, but you got the file, huh?
I wanted to kick her in the face. I ain't going to lie to you. I tell the truth when I feel like it. I wanted to.
So she gave, I mean, she really gave you a look like you should have kept your feet
she gave
under
me the
table.
She gave me the keep your feet off the lane. Now, I saw the hatred in her eyes from when she was in the street. I saw the look at him eating good food. Like, I saw her hand.
That's what you're saying.
She really gave me the look at you eating good food face.
So you know who was talking to her.
Could be.
Top of the afternoon to you, Grandma.
What you doing here?
Yeah.
Easy.
Just easing down the lane. Look at him with his feet out, hogging up all the lane. Oh. You know there was a time we wouldn't even let them eat in here.
Yeah.
I think you need to get his attention.
You know how they love them gym shoes.
Scuff them up a bit.
Roll. Hold on. Let me put the spikes on them. Roll on, Grandma.
Lou out.
Damn it. Open my floor door.
Maya Angelou is down there working floor door.
She got a good 3 weeks of acclimation.
Yeah, look.
Because I'm sure she's surprised to find out this is where I am.
Maya?
Chook, girl, I've been looking for you for quite... Get in here.
Up top, y'all, Maya's here. Move over, Martin. Let us sit down. This how we running things at the table.
Martin down there, too.
Oh, Martin's down there. Who's the other guy?
Oh, Oh, Ralph Abernathy is down.
Yeah, that's
Ralph,
what I was saying.
Ralph Abernathy is down there just down there for writing a book, a hater book on his boy.
Yeah, that's
just for the book.
Yeah, I was about to.
Oh man, he was bagging bitches left and right. I can tell it now.
The
street should be named after me.
I'm hating because he didn't give me his leftovers. Get your own game up, man. They called him Martin Luther King. Let him do him, man. You hating because you couldn't get his leftovers. What type of snitch does it take for you to get mad because you can't get the leftovers?
From your boy.
Even he
from
came
your
to the
boy.
Game. He'll come up to the, hey, man, yeah, hey, how y'all doing? We all in VIP. Let's go.
At least Jesse didn't snitch. He just exaggerated from when he was there. You ever heard that speech?
I held him, and he grabbed my throat and said,
it's
always been up to you.
Right.
I was living through your vision, Jesse.
Right.
Take this here ring. Lead the charge.
Take the blue pill. Take the blue pill.
And he... I took the blood off Martin and rubbed it on my face.
Knowing that it was my time.
You know what it's like to drink Martin's blood. I felt powerful. I felt like the king. And it was my civil duty to do the first thing I knew Martin would do.
Bag honeys.
Go back and hit Look Coretta. Oh, he hit Coretta. I don't know. Jesse at least went over there.
I'll give you that much. I'm not
Jesse
gonna say
at
he,
least.
I refuse to believe that he hit it. But oh, he went over there with his comforting stick.
Look, if there's anything I could do to make the queen happy, you tell the future king. Nothing.
I got a scepter.
Tell you what's wrong.
We here at the Truth Brothers do apologize for the offensive comments that were made that may have included public figures such as Jesse Jackson, Tyler Perry, R. Kelly, Mitch McConnell, Michelle Bachmann, her gay-ass husband, John Boehner, any member of the GOP, any member of the clergy, so on and so forth. Thank you for your understanding.
You ain't winning that much detail in a minute.
Yeah. Forget Jesse, though, man.
I'm with you. I wonder what his son's doing.
I wonder if his son getting tossed around.
He ain't got like smoke. He might not be getting tossed around. He's a stocky little dude. He might not get tossed around. He tossing salads.
I don't know why that's the new thing now. I'm on.
Whoa. Who said that was trending on Yahoo?
That's the new thing. Like, okay, from what I'm checking it out. A friend of mine put me on. Not literally like, hey, you need to try this with your girl. Nah. I didn't know it's as popular as it is outside of the correctional
facility.
Yeah, outside of that facility. Asking, can they do that in the door? To females. I guess.
Hey, all's fair with a... Hey.
I guess.
If that's your word.
That's a hell of a trip to take.
818-514-1202. I don't know, lady. Is that a hell of a pitch?
Let me put my tongue between your cheeks.
Hey, I like the bun. I might as well eat the burger.
That's a sloppy joke.
Either way,
I'm sorry.
Only if they had greens.
I'm sorry. Nothing, absolutely nothing says put your tongue here. I ain't gonna lie. Like, so,
you put it on the scale a time or two.
Nah, I ain't even thought about it. Somebody attempted that, and I felt uncomfortable. I didn't like it. I'm not gonna lie. It was around the lower back region. That's enough.
Samoa was right. Remember, Samoa had that shit about checking and see how he reacts.
Yeah.
And you're supposed to be uncomfortable. You're not supposed to be comfortable with that.
No. It made me feel.
No, I'm not. Hey, as long as it's consenting adults.
I can't.
No, I got you. I hear you. But as long as it's consenting adults, don't be doing the children. That's one rule. Don't be doing the children. Adults can do, because my thing is,
that's horrible.
I'm with you.
No, I got
but
you.
But my thing is, adults do the most outlandish stuff. Long as it's another adult. Can't tell two adults what to do.
No, you can't. If you like pee on you, that's great.
Cool. Exactly.
That's
exactly.
Cool. Don't pee on the children. But some adults,
right,
man,
don't,
you gotta know.
Don't take away anyone's innocence. That's all I'm saying.
Because we all know piss burns innocence away from children.
There you go.
I got to ask an adult I want to ask an adult who's actually done it.
Who's bold enough to get on this show and say
look,
yeah, I've done it.
I like the smell. I like the taste. I like some food. I finished
plate. I'm going to go out on a limb and theorize that's kind of like oral period. You can't do everybody.
I don't think you can do anybody.
I'm just saying. Just applying it to the rule of oral.
I'm sure.
You can't. You don't give oral to everybody.
No, you don't.
There's some people. No, not you. No.
My rule was you had to be my woman. That was just
okay.
It. Yeah, that was
okay.
My...
So I'm sure that there's some dudes who walk around with the same rule.
Yeah.
And then there's some dudes who walk around with no rules.
Know a few guys like that. But
since this is the last show, might as well go out on a limb. If you're going down there for the cat food, if it ain't right down there, period, it ain't gonna be right. If it's fine when you go that far, that's only what, an inch?
Here's the thing.
So if you're not catching residuals while you down there, you're probably not gonna catch a residual when you go the extra inch.
See, here's the thing.
Now the flavor and
that's
something different.
There you go.
Some people like the sweet side of frosted mini wheats. And then there's some people who just
who like Cocoa Crisp.
Right.
I don't like Cocoa Crisp.
You fruity pepper.
I'm John Cena.
Have you seen that ad?
John Cena and Kyrie Lurie?
Yes, they have a team Coco and team Fruit.
Racist, bro. Racist.
Really?
It is.
Racist and sexist then, because who want to be on team Fruity?
Well, I can name quite a few people. Yeah, Sydney Starr wouldn't mind being on team Fruity, nor would anybody who would be down. No joke. All this weekend, man, I was just about to mention. It's the thing of, it was this documentary that came on called The Battle Against Eight. And I guess it's because, the gay pride parade thing
against
is coming
eight.
Up. Yeah, Prop 8.
Ah, yeah.
And I guess because the gay pride thing is coming up, I guess. I don't know. Is it? But I'm not asking you like you would
know.
No,
yeah, I think Pride Week. No, I think Pride Week then came and went, I think.
Now, from what I heard, they were saying it was coming up. But
okay.
Either way. So I'm watching the documentary, you know, whatever. And it was on the History Channel.
You're talking about for California.
They was just doing a backstory on how what everybody had to go through. They just did a whole, it was at the Sundance Film Festival.
Okay.
And all this, they were just showing the whole thing all the way up.
People who fought it and people who were for it.
Exactly.
Okay.
And,
Because the Mormons pulled a fast, I mean,
I didn't understand their position, though.
They pulled a slick one. And I'm not even going in on them like it was bad. They manipulated the black population like professionals in California.
Yeah.
That's how Prop 8 passed, off of the black vote. And they went right to the black clergy. The black clergy went right to the parishioners, and bam, turned that right around. Mormons ain't exactly your friend. That's all I'm saying.
They don't believe you can get into heaven, people.
They up until 1979. They changed the rules in 79.
Because God told them.
Yep.
Anyway.
Ooh. Real quick.
Yeah.
There's a question I want to ask you.
Hold on.
This was on my Facebook page, and I found it like, wow. Like, you know, the Bible would tell you how back in the early times, in the Old Testament times, how people were living for 400-600 years, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that.
Heard of such things? Yeah. So how is it once people learned how to keep records and birth dates that the life expectancy got cut so short?
Well, a day probably seemed like a week to them. I'm a guess. I don't
know. Because they had no way of tracking it.
Hey. Sun up. So that means it's already been a few days.
True.
I would guess.
That's a good point, that maybe it wasn't adding right.
Yeah. Sun up, yeah. You know, Cliff turned 700 today. You know, that's the only thing. He don't
really
stay over
12.
Five. Right, exactly. There you go. So I would, or maybe they judge by facial features, or they just looked at wrinkles and skin. If you actually was 60.
Like a tree.
Yeah. They, oh, man, look at all the bush around him. He must be
about 800 years young.
Yeah.
Look good.
He's still walking.
I saw that and it made me think, Buzz. Like, yeah, the minute that we started keeping track of chronological age, all of a sudden the life expectancy just whittled on down to,
you know,
30.
Yeah. I would, and before we had gangbangers and guns, I would say, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, dude, man. Back
in the day.
I heard some of the most, look, man, we're going to take a moment for pause real quick. I think it was 9 people shot, 33.
This weekend?
This weekend. 9 people shot, 33 injured by gun violence. They have a thing going around for all of the Illinois, Chicagoland area where they're saying,
Put
the guns down.
Yeah.
We're gonna ride with that as well. Respect life, man. Put the guns down. It's going to be a nice summer. Just put the guns down, man. Let's enjoy this life. Let's enjoy the people. Let's enjoy each other, man. Let's have a good time. Let's let the kids go to let's let all the sophomores become juniors next year. And let's let all the juniors graduate from high school this year. It's only fair. Let's let that 6-year-old girl get to be 7. That's all I'm asking. I mean, am I asking for a lot? I personally don't think so. But let's learn some conflict resolution. Let's learn how to put it to a perspective as we're not considered punks by walking away from a situation.
Did you hear what happened on I-57 last night?
I knew the dude.
The shooter?
Not the shooter. Oh, you talking about? Oh, it was a guy who got shot named Spade.
Uh huh.
Knew the guy.
Okay.
A bunch of people called.
Yeah, he cuts off a driver. Driver pulls up, unloads into his car. He's trying to get away from the shooter and hits another car.
Of course. Because I wear my pants under my pants because showing my drawers is ignorant.
There you go.
Here's the thing. I personally don't get it. Look, I grew up in the same neighborhood that these dudes grew up in. And I know that's going to sound stupid and a lot of people won't understand it. But, yes, I grew up in the exact same neighborhood these dudes grew up in. And I saw the exact same things that they see. They're looking at and seeing now. You would have to want better. You'd have to see that there's a way out besides what you're doing. And I was having a conversation with a guy at a little lounge, and we were talking about it, a little older guy, maybe about 54, and you know, he was asking me, what's the problem? Why do you believe, or why do you think that majority of the killings and everything is going on? Why is there no hope for the future? And I told him, you know, at first I told him, I don't know. I have no answer to why there's no hope for the future, but I believe the reason that they are, it's a competition that's not really a competition, is what I told them. I believe a lot of times that we're taught to believe that we're in competition with a guy who has less or nothing of what we already have, and we feel like a need to either take what he has or disrespect that man to a point where he's not able to make you feel less of a man anymore, and we don't work for nothing. And we don't have the hard work ethic anymore. These were the only explanations I can give him that made me feel as if I can give him a logical answer. But the fact of the matter is that I couldn't give a 54-year-old man a reason on why all the killings is going on. Bothers me. It's like I was sitting there, like a lot of people say, it's hard to defend hip-hop now. And I felt like I was trying to defend today's version, the 2 Chainz, the Lil Wayne's. I feel like I was trying to defend their version of hip-hop now. And I can't. I wanted to say it was lack of opportunities. But then again, if you put anything up in a neighborhood, all they're going to do is tear it down. They're going to
wonder how that Whole Foods is doing.
Please.
Don't tear up the Whole Foods. The Whole Foods
next year,
can
right?
be it. I thought it was opened already.
I thought they said next year it's going to take a. They said it was going to be like 2015 for it to open.
Okay.
They building that whole area
when
around Kennedy King.
But Whole Foods is what you consider an anchor store. That store will be a anchor for other stores to grow, pop up around it.
Mm-hmm.
And then before you know it, you got some movement. Don't tear up the Whole Foods.
Yeah. Don't go writing all your gang-banging symbols on the side of the Whole Foods building. Look, whatever you are, don't care. Keep it to yourself. Claim it. Let the kids grow nutrients. And look.
Yes, let them eat an apple.
It's going to bother me because I was out in the neighborhood. Like I said, the same neighborhood I was at. Well, I talk about the old lady. The community was so, it reminded me of a very small community where there's no Walmarts. There's everybody have her own stores. You know, like,
right.
It was almost like Mayberry.
Yeah.
If you need your flowers, you go to Miss Hansen's and her flower shop. If you needed your fruit, you go to Bill's Produce. And you,
right.
It was that, and they had a nice movie theater inside the whole, and I was looking at that like,
where is this?
This was on Lake, way up farther north.
Oh,
not downtown,
right?
But by there, but it was
right.
So small. It's a small
right.
community, and it's restaurants.
Right. All that around the Evanston area? All
yeah.
That, yeah.
Yeah, it's no...
Rogers Park, Evanston, Wilmette, all that.
Right. And it was like no... It was no real huge fast food chain around it, and I liked that. It was no
yeah.
McDonald's. It was no, they had like small taverns and a nice, like the one we ate at was just a nice outdoor restaurant. You get your
you're starting
your,
to dig that.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
And I was like, I would not mind living here. It was that cool to like,
yeah.
I would move here
yeah.
because
it's stuff like that that strikes your heart. I remember when I got out of the Marines. And I was in college, and the job that I had, I had a job at the Shedd Aquarium, and it was these off hours.
Right.
It was these weird hours. So I took a full load in college, but I had to construct the schedule around the Shedd.
Right.
So it was real quirky, right? And then the Shedd let me go. So now I'm stuck with these hours where you can't work a regular job. So I had to get through that whole first semester with no job.
Right. So you can get used
and
to
and soon as the semester was over, I go, bam, 3 days later, got a job at this automotive plant, right?
Mm-hmm.
Soon as started, I was only a temp 1 week, bam, they said, yeah, we're going to make you permanent. We like what you're doing.
Right.
Minute they made me permanent, boom, I go out and I'm looking for a place.
Okay.
And that's when I had went back through University Park. I haven't been through University Park since I was a shorty,
okay.
teenager.
Right.
And I'm going down the way, and I saw kids playing. Girls jumping rope.
Mm-hmm.
This is 1993.
Right.
Girls jumping rope. All of the power transformers don't have gang signs on them. They're just green.
Right, right.
You know? And
right,
I was
right.
like, and it was all black people.
Mm-hmm.
Grass, manicured to perfection, trees, birds singing.
Yep.
Kids playing, and I was like, I'm home.
Yeah, you get that feeling.
I'm
yeah.
home.
I know.
And it just perfect. It was perfect fun. And it's weird when you find places where you feel like
you belong, or you feel like this reflects how I'm trying to live.
Or where I'm at right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know exactly. Dude, if it wasn't so far away, and if I was in that area, I would definitely go. And I would not, I'd go and stay and be happy.
I am not mad at you.
I mean, it's one thing to have everything within walking distance. I saw, I mean, literally, dude, the movie theater, the restaurants, the shopping centers, Miss Willis and her clothes, and it was just, they had a little small Fannie Mae. It's little things. The Rose Shop was right next, and the Fannie Mae would walk over to the, hey, you need something for the candy? Well, I know Miss Johnson, she owns the flower shop. If you take this over there, we'll give you a bundle. And it was just like that. And I literally was standing, the roads were brick. That's how I knew.
How old school it was.
It was a nice old brick area, and I was just sitting there like, it was the, people was not riding, they were riding their bikes, but they had like little scooters. Nobody was blasting music too loud. There was a mixture of black and white people down there. Mm-hmm. You had majority white, but it was a slight mixture. Parents was taking their kids to the show. And we went two places to check the show, and I got to get this out. We went to Showplace Icon, which was right over there off of can't remember, but it's big, huge area. And I went in there, dude, and we tried, only show they had left for that one was like the 11:50 show. Mm-hmm. And we was in there, and we ate real quick, and we were like, we're getting tired. Let's just go back. We'll catch it tomorrow. And this was Friday. And while we were in there, though, just straight knuckery, just from in there on around. And I'm like, it was, they found, it's almost like you say, the ninjas done found the Showplace Icon.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, cool. So we was already irritated from that. And we like, it's no way we're going to get in here and be able to enjoy this show. It's opening weekend. They're going to be in there packed. The VIP section was sold out. Let's just go. We left, and this is when we were headed to go get these massages. And we was like, boom, we're going to get the massages. After we leave there, we're going to check out the movie. And we wound up calling the massage lady. It was like, well, I won't be able to be in today. Can we reschedule? It was like, cool, that works out in our favor. We like, we'll check out the movie. And luckily, literally from where we're going to get the massage, at the place was like a half a mile away. And it's like, as soon as you turn this corner, it was a whole nother community. Nothing in there looked like it belonged. And we was like, and we went in there. Now, mind you, it's Saturday, opening weekend for a movie that made $30 million, number one in the box office. And everybody in there was just wanted to see the movie. That's all they wanted to do, see, was the watch the movie, laugh, and enjoy times. That's what I wanted. That's why I'm like, yes, it wasn't River Oaks. It wasn't 87th and the Dan Ryan. And anybody who's been over there know exactly what I'm talking about. Ice theaters, you know what I'm talking about. It was just a nice, comfortable vibe. That's the word. The vibe around the whole little area was so cool.
Want you to finish your vibe. We'll do it on the other side of this break. When we come back, we'll get into Father's Rights. But I'm going to give you more time to finish your statement when we come back. Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Brothers Radio.
Do you suffer from nose itch? Do you find yourself having to blow, wipe, even pick? These are symptoms of a common but serious condition called dried nasal mucus, commonly known as boogers. If you'd prefer to use a pill rather than a tissue, Prescription Superfluous helps to correct this problem. While taking Superfluous, you may not be able to sleep, eat, drink, stand, sit, walk, smile, laugh, speak, function, breathe, or wake up. Other side effects include nausea, diarrhea, bloating, flatulence, weight gain, migraine, mood swings, drastic change in libido, frequent urination, fatigue, or in other words, pregnancy. Other side effects can include internal hemorrhaging, heart rupture, brain rupture, rabies, loss of eyesight or smell, loss of eyesight and smell, spontaneous combustion, and slow, horrific, painful, tragic, avoidable death. In rare cases, superfluous can cause dried nasal mucus to worsen, which can lead to asphyxiation. People who eat food should not take superfluous. If you commit suicide, discontinue use immediately and dial 911. Stop boogers today. Undermine the fact your doctor spent half their life in medical school, diagnose yourself, and ask him or her about the superfluous prescription drug, superfluous.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Are you not entertained?
Truth Brothers, Truth Brothers Radio. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the second hour of Truth Brothers. I'm Ray.
And I'm Devon.
And we're the Truth Brothers. The number to give us a call is 818-514-1202. That's 818-514-1202.
And don't forget to press number one to join that conversation. Also, you guys know you can hit us up with your questions, comments, and show ideas at truthbrosradio@gmail.com. And we will be answering all emails over the break, people.
That's right.
Don't think we're just because we're on break, we're on break. We still, there's a lot of work to be done.
That's right. And we'll talk about that when we got about 5 minutes left. There's a lot of changes. When we come back, it's going to be a lot of changes going on at Truth Brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you were talking about you found this nice little enclave. There's nothing like finding that spot.
Yeah.
And it's horrible when... when the worst of us, and I just mean people, period, not just of us, but the worst people, find some place where you can chill. You remember Evergreen Plaza?
Yeah.
Do you know that Evergreen Plaza used to have theaters?
Yeah.
Know that?
Yeah, that's where I saw Malcolm X.
Is it?
Yeah, my dad took me.
That's when, but you, when you went, that's when stuff started jumping off and shooting. At one point, that was the quiet out the way you described that theater, Evergreen Plaza used to be like that. Mm-hmm. Just nice, quiet. I went to go see, we went to go see Superman there when I was a shorty.
Oh.
And as I grew up, saw Transformers, the movie there, not the Michael Bay, the animated.
Right, right.
Transformers, the movie. The first girl ever to take me on a date. Did something, you know, I'm taking you out.
Right.
She took me there, and we went to go see Star Trek IV, The Voyage Home, because it was my birthday and all of that.
Right.
And it was always this night. I think I went to see The Golden Child there. Nice, chill, out-of-the-way place. So when I was in the military, and I found out people started shooting it up, my mouth fell open.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, first off, how did they know that place was there?
That you do, and you get that feeling.
Yeah, like... Who told, and the place was a nice, quiet, nice theater, and they just tore it down to nothing, to where it doesn't exist now.
I believe you when you said it started going bad. Like I said, the last movie that I saw there was my dad took me and my brother, and I think it was my dad, his friend, his two sons, and he took me and my little brother. And we saw Malcolm X when it first came out, the Denzel version, the Spike Lee version. And it had a little intermission in between the movie. And we went out and we heard, I remember hearing like a little argument or something like that. But it wasn't nothing like, you know, like you think the worst of us are coming.
Right.
But it was like a kind of see, like, you know, people couldn't keep their voices down. Like, real quick. When we was at Showplace Icon, and this was funny, but it's not funny. But we headed back because it's getting late, and we're headed back down. And now, first off, for a place that big, it's not a lot of elevators. It's not a lot of, and
right.
you expect a lot of people that's going to be there because it's such a huge mega theater. And we're getting in the elevator, and I see just ninjas. Ninjas, and their girls. Ninjas. The Ninja Turtle ninjas is coming and flooding, and it's like one girl, we're sitting there, we're waiting, and it's like me, my girl, and this other couple. It's like, it's almost like if you was to look at yourself in a few years or whatever.
Right.
Like, you know, that. So we sitting there having a conversation like, hey, you know, yeah, man, can't wait to see you. I heard Kevin Hart. The guys are talking. The girls are talking. And I'm like, yes, this is, it's cool. It's cool to feel like you
fellowship.
Belong with it. Yeah. So we get done with that, and a couple ninjas walk in with his girl, and the elevator is taking a while.
Think
but,
Nina.
And his girl. Now, the elevator is taking some time, but it's a mega theater. There's 37 floors in here. It's going to take you some time to get there. The girl, like, I wish this elevator hurried the F up. Man, now we like, we both, okay, we letting it go. Not our business. Check your woman, bruh. We trying to enjoy this. We gets on the elevator. It's now, again, the elevator's letting off. Bunch of people in there. The door opens. We like, we'll wait for the next one.
You, right.
She goes, God damn, man. I mean, it's this many of y'all in there, and y'all can't make. So we like, that was a sign that maybe we should just go. But we like, nah, we want to
call
the
hit and a half.
So wind everything down. We're getting ready to leave. We like, you know what? It's time to break out. We'll just catch it tomorrow. On the way back to the car, there's a guy yelling at the top of his lungs to his woman. Parking lot is full like a concert was there, right? Guy's yelling at his woman, and you don't fucking respect me, and blah, 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 blah. You answering your phone while I'm sitting here. You knew I was hungry. Why? And this is literally what I'm hearing,
and
right?
This chicken's cold.
Yeah, basically. So I look back. Not my business. I'm going to keep it moving. She's looking around for help. Like, somebody stopped the man from talking, right? Not like he's going to swing on her, but he's embarrassing
like,
her.
He just stopped talking.
Right.
I'm embarrassed.
And pretty much. So she's walking away. She's walking to the elevator. She's saying, now, we're in the car. Raise the windows down because, hell, I'm nosy. I want to hear. I ain't going to lie. So I'm in the car. Starts it up. She's like, could you please just stop yelling? Everybody can hear us. There's this huge thing. I'm not arguing with you because I'm not trying to be embarrassed. You're embarrassing me, right? Dude, like, I don't give a fuck who can see this. I don't give a fuck who sells.
Anybody who ate your ass deserves the type of respect.
Pretty much.
An ass eater deserves.
And he says, you know what? The reason I'm yelling is because I feel bad about me. I fell out the car at that point. I swear I cannot make this up. The dude was yelling at us. You know why?
I'm unemployed and I have a cyst on my toe. It's all going bad.
You make me feel bad about me. That's why I'm yelling. So I looked at her. I starts the car. It's time to go. I pulls off. I goes home. But it's a shame. That we can't, look, lady, we having a problem. We'll discuss this when we get home. I don't want to be embarrassed. I'm not going to embarrass my lady. I don't understand how this dude was yelling at the top of his lungs in a full parking lot.
Because I feel bad about me.
Just make
you make me feel like I'm embarrassing you.
That type of stuff. That's the literal type of stuff that was coming out of this dude's mouth. And I'm like, are you? I had to look like, no, he did not just say. The reason I yell as I do is because I feel bad about me.
You make me feel like I'm an embarrassment. Well, do I embarrass you?
Answer me loudly so everybody can hear. Look, y'all, I'm nothing. She tells me this. I'm nothing. I might as well pull my drawers down here.
Right here. She gun butts me.
This is it, fellas. Take it in. I can't satisfy my woman. There, it's out there. Now everybody knows. But Lord, to sum it all up, I will be going back to Lake to catch the Transformers. That's it. That's all. Anybody. Yeah, maybe they won't know, but.
But moving right along. Starting off on our topic about fathers' rights.
Mm-hmm.
We can get into the money issues. 818-514-1202. I know there's a lot of people waiting to set this thing off. And we can talk about the money issues, but I would like to go a tad bit deeper than just money.
Yeah.
People, ladies, you have to understand that a father ain't just a child support check. He needs to spend time with his children. And a lot of times he needs to spend time with his children that don't include you.
Indeed.
It ain't the time spending with the children is not about you. If you broke up, you broke up. This isn't about let's play like we're family again. It's I need to have bonding time with my children so they can know that I will always be there for them.
And on the same side, brothers, you have to know that if she don't have to be around you if the kid's there. Because some dudes will want to say, hey, I'm staying there. You have to be there with the kids. Take your kids. Go about your way. Do your thing. Spend time with them. Take them back home. That's just because I know we're going to catch this. To be fair, I'm being fair. Go ahead. No, I just said my piece.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, no, we got a caller. Let's see what we got here. 678, you all.
Hey, how you doing? This is Q Classy from Atlanta. Hey, how you doing? Let me make a little suggestion for the sake of conversation. And I kind of didn't want to interrupt your fairness because it's a good thing to be fair. But, you know, the sad reality, matter of fact, let me back up. Did you guys see the thing that the CDC put out about black fathers?
So, yes, I did. I'm glad you brought that up, too. Yes, I did.
I didn't enlighten us.
Okay, here's the sad thing. For years, I've been saying this since I was a little kid, because I would see more black fathers involved trying or what have you than I would see even Latin brothers, and I grew up around Latin brothers. And for years, our female black media has told us that there's all these deadbeat dads, deadbeat black guys. And I used to say, you might see one or two, maybe even one or 200,000, but not millions. That's not the case. And now the CDC has put out a thing basically debunking that whole thing, stating that pound for pound, when it comes to it, black fathers are more involved in their children's lives than Latin guys and white guys, who mostly white guys just throw money at their kids. They're not really involved with them like that. So, you know, when it comes to this father's rights bill that got shot down recently, which would have kind of equated a lot of these father problems, I quote this white man, a representative of Utah, who said, and I quote, because I really understand it's men against men that's the problem. The white guy said, we are not concerned with the rights of unwed fathers. These are the real enemies of dads. These dudes who are holier than thou, they grew up in a single-parent mom household, which is nothing wrong with that. But they want to try to demonize dudes. And also the women who grew up with the lack of a dad. It seems like every time they get a platform or get a microphone, they want to demonize dudes. Matter of fact, another great point, when you look at what Terry Crews said on The View, when he got vilified for talking about a father, it seems like some women, majority women, take offense anytime a father is celebrated. So when you come out with these Father Day cards for mom, it's ridiculous. Because if you gave these dudes the rights, that stuff would go away in droves. This is my point.
I like your comment. Great, great point. We just last week, we did a thing about domestic abuse, and we were putting out how domestic abuse amongst men are rising, and the statistics now are a little bit higher than it is for women. We're coming into an age where women are hyper-aggressive and the men are becoming more and more docile, A, due to, I think, a lot of stuff inside the food, but that's a whole nother topic.
True indeed.
And a lot of these laws. And it is. And I love everything that this brother had to say. I want to say something real quick, bro. I really hope you keep up with us. I hope you follow us on Facebook, man. Friend us on Facebook. Follow the show, because we have a long occurring series about manhood and masculinity being under attack.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like it's not in style to be an actual man these days. And when we're sitting here telling you that, yep, if I got to pay child support, okay, fine. I got to pay child support. Don't have a problem with that. But that I didn't abdicate my role as a father
exactly.
for That's giving you a check.
Here's the thing, man. Here's the thing. And I hope brothers stay on the line because I got a few questions. And
we'll go back to them.
But here's the thing. The thing I don't like about the system, and trust me, I've been through it. Hell, I'm going through it. We're going to get personal later. But you are not designed to make it out of child support at all. You're not designed to make it out of child. Men aren't designed to make it out of child support alive. Point. I find a lot of the things they have. One, there's nobody at the office actually there to help you. They're not going to help you. They're not going to have you work. They're not going to work with you to find a medium where you both can agree on for the benefit of the child. That's not the point. The point is to squeeze you dry until you either A, fold, or A, end up in some type of debt. I mean, A, fold, B, end up in debt, or C, end up behind bars. Those are your only options. This is true. Trust me, right? Now, the system offers you, let's say a man works, making a good amount of money. A lot of things are going good for him. The woman decides, I don't want to be here no more. I'm taking my kids, and I want child support. First off, no matter what you say, she's going to get it. Don't matter what you do or whatever.
Yep.
They be damned if they take that kid away from that mother. And if she moves, you're furnishing her house. Get that out the way, right? Not only are you furnishing the house, you're also going to furnish the bed that she lays another dude in. We're getting real today, so let's get real. Now, guy tries to maintain his own house while he's furnishing and taking care of the responsibilities of hers. You go down there to said office or whatever part, family services, family's a effed up word in this situation, but you go down there to the family services. They send you a letter saying you have to come down here. We have to, quote unquote, review your situation so we can determine an amount that's suitable for child support, right? You go down there with stuff you've done, stuff that you are doing, and your own personal expenses. Nothing extravagant. Things you need. Food, shelter, car. You need those.
Gas, water.
None of that matters. None of what you've done matters. Go down there and show them receipts of everything you've been doing since those kids been born. Watch what happened to your life.
True. And before we get deeper into that, I'm going to put brother back on because I want to hear if he's got any comments.
Okay. This is going to hurt a little bit. So, just be prepared. All that the second brother said is the fault of us as men, and here's why. Back in the 1700s, men used to get first dibs at the kids. All right? And men went against men because women were not allowed in court. Men went against men to give ladies rights because they felt like what women do now today is what dudes was doing back then. Hey, I got rights to this kid. You get to see him when I say you want to see him and all that good stuff. So the first question for your mental is, do you really think women are going to go against women to give men rights? Okay. So now that that's swirling in your mind, get this one. On a personal, I pay for a child that's not mine. Child was born, I wasn't around. Me and the girl broke up 10 months ago, prior. Child was born, I said, oh, okay, happy day, all good. Let me have a blood test. But you think the child ain't yours? Hey, I hear you, I feel you. Let me have a blood test. Girl disappears with child. Police can't find her. Nobody can find her. She's not where she used to stay. Okay. See her parents on the street. Show you how it gets ugly on the Christian tip. See her Christian parents on the street. One of them a pastor. I say, hey, I don't know what's happened, old girl. She said she had the baby, you know, da-da-da-da-da. Oh, we don't get in her business. That's very strange. I don't understand that. Flash 15 years later, all of a sudden my bank account gets seized, gentlemen, without notice. And come to find out it's behind this scenario. I said, hey, I called her on the phone like a gentleman, talked to them like the Christian people they say they are. Hey, look, y'all didn't contact me. Parents been in the same place this whole time. What's going on? I even say that to the government, too, because they didn't contact nobody. And I said, hey, so, you know, let's get this DNA test. Oh, no. We don't want to have that conversation. Whoa, what? I'm talking real polite. I'm not yelling at you. I'm not arguing. What's good? Let's just get the DNA test. Well, you're going to have to deal with the court. Oh, now I know it's a game. Go to the court because this is out of state. This is not in the same state I'm in. So, like the second brother, I'm spending money. Go through all this rigmarole just to get a DNA test, find out the kid ain't mine, and who's going to get my money back? Now I got to civilly sue the girl and all this type of stuff. So if people, males, would stick together, even when it's not your situation, instead of males thinking all other males are bad, that father's right bill would have forced women to itemize billing of where this money goes for those kids. But guess what? The women groups fight hard against this stuff. Hard. Even when you'll sit them in the room and say, well, what's fair to you? You know what I'm saying? So my point being, if we as males stop bending over for everything that's feminine. Matter of fact, at a speaking engagement a year ago, and I made this statement, which may blow your mind unless you gentlemen seem like you've already on this wavelength, but I said, black American males are the only males on the entire planet who put women above themselves. No other group of men talks like that. When little boys are born in other groups, they're told they're the prize, they're important. Black American males are taught, for whatever reason, hey, this is what you do with a woman. This is how a woman likes to be treated. But never tell the boy how he should be treated. Never tell the boy how he should be edified and cared and catered for. This sets him up for relationship failure. He either has to get it from some other person or he has to, through trial and error, realize, okay, that ain't me. And then you also feel sad for the dudes who are, like, so hurt that now they're hitting chicks, dogging chicks out, or whatever the case may be. Iceberg Slim was like that. Iceberg Slim wrote that one of the reasons he started pimping was acting how he was acting was because how his mother conducted herself with the one good dude he ever saw her with. She dogged him the hell out. He said, I'll never be like that. So that's what you got to understand, man. It's like we as males, and I'm going to bow out by saying this, we as males, we got bleeding heart for love, romance, and the community when it comes to black. But as long as it's not fair, as long as males don't understand that they got to bond with other males to get rights on the books, if not for ourselves, for our boys to come, then all the boys are going to be feminized by 20 years from now because there's nothing holding manhood up. I do manhood lessons on YouTube. I already reached out to you guys on Twitter, so y'all contact me when you can.
Dude, absolutely perfect.
For sure.
Perfect.
For sure.
Perfect. Yeah. Before we get out of here, man, hit us with that information because not only just hit us, hit everybody listening to this with your YouTube information because we're definitely
we'll put
sending
it on
that
our,
around.
We'll put it on our website.
We're sending that around.
Yep.
Absolutely.
And when you get a chance, check out our Is Masculinity Dead series. Yeah.
Because you'll find out, yeah, we are on the same wavelength on a lot of stuff. And, like, I like what he said about black men and not being exalted, mm-hmm. and put up on a pedestal. And that's because no other group is ever under attack like black men.
Exactly.
And unfortunately for the sisters have seen generation after generation of black men standing up, trying to be men, getting attacked. And then in the 70s, let's flip the script. Oh, we can have affirmative action programs. We can hire a black woman and kill two birds with one stone.
There you go.
Let's give her the job and don't give him the job, and watch how that destables the household.
Absolutely. I know women who totally agree with what you're saying. I really do. And I have a friend who consistently says that killing the black man and making the black man obsolete. The biggest organization that's making these black men obsolete is your Department of Family Services. They're making it to a point where the woman don't need the man in the household anyway. When you go down there, and when some women go down to the file for the child support, they tell you, girl, we can get you. Not what's going on. Girl, we can get him.
Yep.
This literally what they're telling these women.
Yep.
Put him on. Let's get him in. Let's check his pocket. It's crazy that the man was, the brother that was just on the phone was saying, how the brothers are being attacked and they're being exalted, because I know the man's story touched my heart, because I know a boy, one of my closest friends, is dealing with hell because he got did in by his wife. Did in royally by his wife. Me and this brother, we went to college together, right? We had a pact. We're not leaving. We're going to finish these 4 years. We're going to do it, get it over with, right? Brother gets there, meets him a woman, gets her pregnant, and he tries to do the right thing. He's like, I got to get money. I got to get health care for my child. I got to
look out for my
babies. I got to look out for kid, right? He's in school. I'm telling the man, you know, I'm trying to convince him to stay in school, man. Let's knock these 4 years out. We could do this. This brother, like, I don't have 4 years. I got 9 months. To get my stuff together. The brother joins the Air Force. Goes through all type of extensive training, everything like this. Baby's born. Pride and joy to him, right? His first little girl. Keeps it moving. Still in the Air Force. She gets pregnant again, right? Bam. He's like, cool. Blessing number two. Keeping it moving. See, they having a rocky situation. During that time, he finds out the second baby was not his, right? Hurt his heart, bam, but he works through that. Okay, cool. You're my wife. I'm gonna do the same thing. I'm gonna keep the train moving. She gets pregnant again by another kid that's not his. Third kid, my man tries to work it, he can't do it. He comes back, right? He goes to get his kids. Long story short, he goes to pick up his kids one day. She gets him arrested. He gets charged. Felony, kidnapping, that's on his record forever. Not only that, he has to register as a sex offender everywhere he go, because that's a law in the state they will live in. I don't want to get a state to nothing out.
No.
That's a law. If you take a child under the age of 16, you have to register as a sex offender, right? Bam. So now he comes back. He's going through trials. He has to get tests on his kids. They have to test all the kids, right? Finds out through the whole dilemma, the very first girl who he left college for, joined the Air Force for, did everything as a man should do for his kid, he found out that kid. So he spent time in jail, left college, joined the Air Force, lost years out of his life to find out none of the kids were his, and the woman's living a free, jail-free life. And she's collecting child support on three kids that's not his. Where's the equality in that?
There you go. Flipping the script just a tad bit.
Mm-hmm.
We know another brother who's got a great job. Not just a job. He has an awesome career. He makes a nice amount of money, taking care of his business, got a nice crib of his own, dating a sister. Sister is barely making it. What, you got three kids?
two kids?
Three kids.
And she's out there trying to make it on $10. They're together. He says, hey, I got your back because you my girl.
He don't have no kids. Let's just get that in the door.
Right, no kids. He's taking care of the three kids with her. Don't won't move in over there. Keep trying to keep his house, but he's also supplementing her house. Yeah, I'll take care of this bill. I'll take care of that. Oh, your car broke down. Cool. Let me get you something. Buys her a car.
Nice car.
Buys her a car. Out there doing his thing, trying to keep it moving. She's out there cheating on bruh. Cheating hard.
Blatantly
cheating. Will dog him out on Facebook in a heartbeat. In a heartbeat.
And the minute he says, I'm done, you know he's the villain. Left me here with three kids. It happened. I was watching the episode of Judge Joe Brown before he got killed, before he got his show got canceled. And he went crazy. But it was an episode where a dude was getting sued by this one chick. Chick saying, you know, the dude, almost the same situation you was just talking about. And she's like, he can't leave me here with these kids. The judge say, but they not his kids. She's literally
arguing. Yeah, we use that on our show.
She's literally arguing with this man to say it's not right. He had us believing he was here.
He should be a man.
Exactly. And it's just like, if that man says, I don't want to be here no more, because judging him how you're acting in here, I wouldn't want to be around your stinking tail either, because that's what he said. How are you mad at this man for saying he wants to leave? Little words, verbatim, hell nah, judge. He think he just going to leave me with these kids. That's not his.
There you go. We're going to take a quick little breather on that. No, when we come back, we're going to get into lessons of survival and a couple of moral dilemmas when it comes to black fathers. True Brothers Radio.
Coolest nigga, what?
Truth Brothers Radio.
I'm fearless, now hear this, I'm earless, and I'm peerless. That means I'm eyeless, which means I'm tearless, which means my iris resides where my ears is, which means I'm blinded, but I'ma find it. I can feel its nearness, but I'm a veer, so I don't come near like a chicken or a deer. But I remember I'm not a listener or a seer, so my windshield smear. Here you stare, I really shouldn't be behind this, clearly cause my blindness.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Are you looking for a fast-paced career that makes the most of your talents while giving you valuable training for the future? Arachnid, the world's fifth largest evil organization, is looking for committed, energetic associates to join its team of security specialists. No experience is necessary. Positions are available in many of the following areas. Don't miss your chance to become part of an organization that's changing the world.
Arachnid helped pay for college.
Arachnid gave me a jump start on my career.
Arachnid helped me make bail.
Arachnid. Strength, sacrifice, strongness.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio. We're back. We're talking about black fathers and fathers' rights, and it's not just about money. Look, there's a lot of dudes out there who are happy and have no problem paying child support for their children. But there's also a lot of fathers who are paying the child support and can't get access to their children. Mm-hmm. And that's not right. 818-514-1202 is the number. Feel free to call in, tell us your truth, give us your 2 cents. We love to hear from anybody.
Don't matter. Look, The thing about this system, though, real quick, and I guess this would be considered a tip for survival, but this is more or less of a question of something that I still don't understand. You, like I was saying earlier about a guy have a nice job, they, you know, they she gets the child support. Guy loses his job because he, you know, whatever situation or whatever, they lay off. He loses his job. He can't give that, let's say, that $2,000, he's making $2,000 every 2 weeks. He can't pay that anymore because they've knocked him down to minimum wage. That's all that's out here. It's not like the cup is full around here as far as getting employment. Brother gets a job. He says, he goes down to the agency and say, look, I need this modification because I cannot afford the payments that y'all set for me at a substantial amount anymore. Here's the kick. You could either let's say he loses a job and don't have one, right? Let's just go there first. He loses his job. He goes down there. He doesn't have one. He fills out the paperwork ASAP. It takes 6 months before it takes hold. 6 months, a half a year before they actually review it to see if they can modify it, right? That's a problem because now any man, no matter who he is, if he's not making any income, is not going to go 6 months without having some form of an income. So the minute he gets a job within those 6 months, let's say 3 months into that, he finds a job, they're going to send those papers back and say, well, these are false, or these, you have to update these papers because we found out you have employment. So once you send those in, and you say, okay, fine, I'll adjust it, bam, 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 that don't count to the month that's already passed.
Nope, start over.
We have to start over now and go another 6 months. You're 9 months into the year of trying to keep up with payments that you were making. You're not making nine that you were once. You have to make a payment that you were making of $2,000 every 2 weeks.
Yeah. Let's go deeper into that. Let's say you've been out of work for a year. Mm-hmm. You've been out of work for a year. You put the paperwork in, whatever. And during that 6 months, the money you had on unemployment and your savings, you've been putting towards the child support to keep it up. But now you've run out of money.
Mm-hmm.
You've moved out of your place because you can't find work. And now the system is on you for the past 3 months that you're missing these payments. When are you going, well, I'm looking for a job, y'all. I'm doing the best I can. Not good enough. You need to find a job. You need to do something or else we suspending your license.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you punish somebody who is out of work by threatening to take their license to ensure they never find a job after that?
Mm-hmm.
And then I know somebody who was in the system, was sitting there trying to find a job. He gets a job. Job is going to require him to drive around for a company all day. They're on a collision course because they keep threatening to take his license. They send him letters, we're about to suspend your license. He calls them and says, wait, don't do that. I'm on the verge of getting this job, and then I'll be able to catch everything up. But I have to drive around. I need a valid license to do that.
Mm-hmm.
The lady says, well, look, here's what I'll do. Here's what I'll do. I will hold off on this paperwork. Call me and let me know if you get the job.
Mm-hmm.
Once we know you got the job, I can rip up the paperwork and we can set up something for you to get to straighten out what you're owing back child support. He's like, oh, would you do that? That's great. Terrific. I appreciate you. Hang up the phone. Lady puts the paperwork in anyway, but just said whatever she wanted to say to get him off the phone. Man is in there for the third interview. This is supposed to be the interview where you're pretty much knowing where you're going to work,
right, you're
and
going
the department
three.
You're going to be in, this, that, and the third. And they tell him, oh, I'm sorry, we can't employ you. Your license is suspended.
Tragic.
Why?
Tragic.
Why?
I don't understand the process of that anyway.
Why punish somebody who's out of work?
Majority of the jobs you have, you requires you to either travel to work or you need to drive. I personally don't get. Why suspend the one thing
that you need?
You need to get around to work. You need to get to work. Like I said, I know guys, they don't care about the support, which is cool in its own. Just say, look, take what you're going to take. Fine. I don't care. Do what you're going to do. But you have women that say, okay, we're getting the support, but he's not seeing his kid. Look, if a man's working anywhere between 50 to 55 hours a week just so he can maintain, pay you, and still maintain his own, he might have a few hours, maybe. He might have a day where he can honestly see the kids. If he's talking to them every day, I feel like he's doing. I don't want to say more than what he can, but I feel like he's still attempting to be there.
And on that note, for the men who find time and want to spend time with their children, that doesn't mean you're going on a date. That doesn't mean you're supposed to force yourself in the time he's trying to spend with his children and take all of y'all out and you palling around like y'all on a date. Mm-hmm. That's his time with his children. You're supposed to respect that. As much as women claim they need a break, this is your break. Enjoy it. 818-514-1202. I know we kind of ticking sisters off, and I know we're about to go on hiatus. Look, sisters, this doesn't – let it get in where it fit in. We're not throwing a blanket statement over all women.
Absolutely.
There's a whole lot of women who will sit there and say, oh, no, I'm not taking him to child support.
Yes.
There's a lot of women that do that. And hats off to you.
Yes.
There's a lot of women who works very well with their ex to make sure, hey, I need you in the child's life, and will sit there and say in her house, because the – houses are split now, and we'll say in her house, hey, you keep acting up, I'm going to have your father come over here and handle you.
Mm-hmm.
That's not giving up power in your house. That's utilizing the partner that you have in raising the child.
Absolutely. Great point. And another point is I want to know, well, first off, I seriously believe that the whole child support issue needs to be taken back to Congress and revisited seriously.
That's what brother was talking about.
It's the biggest scam that was created by the feminist movement.
You're right.
No.
What brother said is true. Men, and I'm not going racial, I'm just saying gender-wise, men from 82 on back act like jerks when it came to being fathers and when it came to taking care of the children after they split up with the woman. They were jerks, and we had it coming.
Yeah,
but it should have been something that set up some type of fairness and not been punitive. It was punitive.
Yes.
It was punitive. And when women groups, the whole thing about suspending your license, When those bills hit the floor of the different states, those were all from women's groups, feminist groups.
Mm-hmm.
The way child support is structured, the fact that though you have receipts, it doesn't matter. I can go to the IRS and show the IRS receipts of what I do, but I can't go to child support and show them receipts of what I do. Because women groups make that possible.
Mm-hmm.
And he's right. Men don't bond together like that because men are nomadic creatures probably to begin with, and it takes a lot for them to organize and want to take on stuff like that. Because he's right. We do see it as, oh, that's your problem. Everything is cool in my backyard.
True.
And a real man has this thing that he don't want to defend a bum.
And I can understand that. I can truly understand it. Another thing about brothers is we're taught that you're supposed to bear the brunt of everything.
Yeah.
You're taught to just, hey, man, you a man, suck it up and just do it.
Hold that boulder.
Exactly. And that's, look, we are men. We're built with tough, broad shoulders. I get that. I understand that. But at the same time, man, you have all these women, and I'm trying not to sound sexist here, that everything a man has, they either come into it and they're about to exceed it, which will put us in a position where we will, they are, I believe wholeheartedly, they're trying to make manhood and being a man completely obsolete. It's not going to be worth anything. That in itself bothers me, because being a father, I don't want my sons growing up feeling like they're obsolete. I don't want them growing up feeling like your place is not valued, your position in this universe is not valued,
right,
nor
you're
needed.
You're a father. You're a buffoon. You're Homer.
Exactly. Exactly.
You're Homer Simpson. You're Peter Griffin. You're a buffoon.
You're supposed to act like this.
I mean, remember, media and television and movies is supposed to show you a reflection of the society in a mirror. Now, first off, Homer Simpson, Peter Griffin, those are animated characters. We understand that. But we went from this slide of Leave It to Beaver. Leave It to Beaver's dad ran things.
Yeah.
You may not like the show. Show might be outdated, but Ward came in, handled his business. Then you have Fathers Knows Best. Mm-hmm. Then you had the Cosby Show. Hell, James Evans was still respected as a man in his house.
One of my favorites, I Love Lucy. He ran his household. I don't see that no more from no
right.
show.
And then you then you take the, after Bill Cosby, you take the slide. Married with Children,
mm-hmm.
The Simpsons.
I was just thinking that.
American Dad, Family Guy, Malcolm in the Middle. That's Walter White.
Mm-hmm.
That dude went on to play Walter White, this beast. And look at go back and check out how he had to play in Malcolm in the Middle.
He was the
Pops dude. Wasn't really running nothing.
Mom did.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It's crazy because I don't understand. I wish I had someone to explain the system to, not just to me, to anybody listening. Explain how this makes sense. Explain how it's fair. Explain why isn't it fair?
Mm-hmm.
Why is it not fair on both sides of the fence?
No doubt.
Why do the man have to come up there and pay for her lawyer and his?
Dig that. 818-514-1202.
Why is that fair? Why does the state supply her with a lawyer, but he don't supply him with one?
Right. Why is it the state joins forces with the mother? How come no one is sitting down looking at the situation from both sides and say, let's come up with something equitable?
Yes.
How come we never find out that, okay, yeah, you owe back child support, but the mother moved out of state. The mother just up and moved because she felt like it. And didn't tell you, then got situated, and then went after you for back money.
And then why do you have to travel to her? And the minute you don't show up to her, you get a warrant wished out to you.
Yep. Though she moved on her own, how come the state that she moved to don't say, hey, you know what? We're not going to hear this. This has got to get dealt with in the state that you were from.
Exactly.
The state where the child was born.
Don't
understand that.
That's
where you got to go deal with that. So if you pick up and move to the West Coast,
then
he stays here in the Midwest because he has a job and a life.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go to the West Coast. Oh, he's this, he's that, this, and the third. And they come after him with both barrels. It's coming out of nowhere.
Why can she miss 7 court dates? Nothing happens. He missed one.
Yep.
Why?
Went to court. Went to a child support court in Wisconsin. And I watched the judge and the persecutor. I'm not going to say prosecutor because it was a persecution.
Mm-hmm.
Just demean and attack and threaten every man in that courtroom. And let's be for real. Most of the men in that courtroom were dudes just trying to get by. There was nobody making six figures
in that courtroom. Why? Because somebody making six figures can afford an attorney. Mm-hmm. And when you can afford an attorney, a lot of this bull crap stops.
Yep.
The minute you can afford an attorney to fight back, oh, that prosecutor backs down tremendously. Then it's about what can we work out.
And that's funny to me because as I look at this whole situation at the broad spectrum of things from one end to the other, it's crazy how there is no one there to help. There are many organizations, many structures that a woman can go. There are over 400. I looked this up. There are over 40 organizations to help women through child support. There isn't one government-assisted organization to help a man through child support.
There's Jeffrey Loving. And Jeffrey Loving, man, that man is good at what he does if you can afford it.
Oh, yeah.
I know. I sat in his office, and the dude came to me and said, look, there's two ways that this can happen. There's an easy way, and there's a hard way. The easy way is we put in an injunction. We subpoena her. We take her to court. If she doesn't have a lawyer, we're going to do fine. The hard way is if she does have a lawyer, because if she does have a lawyer, then we have to go to war. And war starts out at $10,000.
Of course.
That starts at $10,000.
How bad?
And then it's how bad you want to go into it. Mm-hmm. And then people get hurt. Secrets get revealed. All in front of the children.
Yep.
All in front of the children. You know what? Like I say, I don't know if mine are listening. They most likely isn't. Part of the reason I didn't go to war is because I didn't want to put my kids in the middle of hearing some messed up stuff.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Messed up stuff. I didn't want my kids to have to hear that, because you think divorces are messy. There's a brother or there's a man who don't want to pay child support and got the means and the resources to fight it. Oh, it don't get no uglier than that.
Yeah.
I go back to Lance Briggs from the Bears. His girl was pregnant. He said, hey, you're having my baby. This is awesome. Got her an apartment. Bought her a car, gave her a credit card and said, hey, this credit card is for the baby. If I'm out of town, if I'm on the road, you use this card in an emergency. It's fully set up to take care of anything you might need in a pinch.
Mm-hmm.
Again, apartment, car, fully furnished place, credit card for emergencies. And somebody told that idiot, you know what, girl? You should be getting child support
more.
You should be getting child support. She goes and gets a lawyer and attacked a football player, one of the best football players in the league.
Mm-hmm.
That means he's got a top-notch salary, and that means he lawyered up. First thing the lawyer said, take all of it back. Take it all. Yeah. All of it. Now she has to fight for every penny pension crumb. Brian Urlacher had a child outside of his marriage to a woman who was, I want to say she was a stripper.
She was.
Okay, and she also had hemmed up the Lord of the Dance. Seriously, no joke. This is Michael Flatley.
Mm-hmm.
She hemmed him up too. She got Urlacher's baby. Urlacher got a lawyer, moved the venue from Cook County to Will County.
Mm-hmm.
For those who don't know, Will County is a more of a rural suburb, a rural county right next door to Cook County.
Right.
Took her out of Chicago, basically, and took her down to the country and whooped her ass. I don't mean physically. I mean in court. He beat her ass. She was getting $1,300 a month. And the court records were sealed. That's how good his lawyer was.
That's how you do it.
Because she told him she was pregnant. He said, cool. Then she told the press and tried to blow up his marriage. And he went to war.
Here's another thing, man. Another guy, Dwayne Wade. One of the dudes who look, it didn't work out. And they're trying to kill that man's character as a
who's
father.
That?
Dwayne Wade.
Oh, here we go again.
Whose wife or ex-wife was, so first off, she was getting money.
Nice amount.
The man,
you might hate Dwayne Wade on the basketball court.
I don't know too many people that do. I know a lot of people that like them. I mean,
a lot of people don't talk on sports radio. So
yeah.
Have a problem. I'll put it like that.
Yeah.
But outside of that, brother seems to be a stand-up, halfway decent guy.
Yeah. He's a guy. He's a guy who has two boys, and three now, I believe. But anyway, long story short, the mother, who was getting money, stating that sat outside of the Daily Center with a sign saying gave something along the lines of have two boys by NBA MVP champion, finals champion, two-time NBA champion, and I'm on food stamps. Lady, no, you're not.
Yep.
No, you're not.
Yep.
You still, though you were actually married to this man, got a divorce, you're still getting alimony.
Yep.
You're getting alimony. There's one thing he could not dodge. He had to pay alimony. Not
but
saying
he was paying child support.
Yeah, he was. But here's the thing. The mother actually got proposed to. She knew if she got married, alimony stops.
Yep. And he just works at the grease mill.
That's it. He's pulling in a nice $10.50 on a good weekend. She says no to the marriage because she still wants to milk Dwayne Wade. Now, Dwayne Wade said he sees this, says, you know what? Can't take this no more.
Yep, you want
to
go to war.
First things first, give me my boys. Gets custody of his boys. Knocks that child support right out the gate. You can get your alimony. Knocks child support out the gate. You'll get your visitations. I'm not stopping that. The boy, the man, in her case, says, okay. Now, from what I heard, again, this is what I heard, she was ranking somewhere around $6,000 a month.
A month.
Six grand
a month.
And you're on food stamps with no kids.
Yeah.
Explain to me this.
Yeah.
No, you can't get the same house he lives in. No, you cannot.
No. And nor do you deserve such.
You don't get what he has. That's not your money. When the last time you shot a three-pointer with 2 seconds left on the clock and made it? When the last time were you a three-time NBA champion, one-time finals MVP? He worked for his money. He earned his money. You had babies.
And he had no problems taking care of you. He married you. Relationship broke up. Don't know who was right or who was wrong.
Doesn't matter.
It's none of my business. But he was honest with you, and he took care of you. And then you went after an angle. I know a brother I used to work with. Depressed all the time because his ex-wife was taking him down the alimony and child support hole. He comes over there to pick. He's getting the house redone and told him this is off your money. See that Mustang outside? That's your money paying that.
Now,
and
don't
there's
pay.
Nothing he can do about it.
Now don't pay
nothing
it and see if I don't get you locked
nothing
up.
And sisters, I know you know some women who will sit there and get a child support check, get on that phone and call their ex and say, and the kids, it's school time. The kids need school stuff. Where you at?
Yeah.
You've seen it.
We've all seen it. We've all seen it. We've all been, we've all had acknowledgement. And again, this is not to defend the dudes who don't give a damn.
Not at all. No one is taking up for the bum.
I have to reiterate, this is not for the dudes who are making you, like, I know situations, and I feel bad for some of these women, where the dudes are, yeah, you can get it, but you got to come over here and do something. That's the type of, yes, take his holy ass down to the child support, get what you deserve out of him. But if y'all break up and you're hurting,
but he's still there. That's not a reason.
Right.
Real cool dude. I think I even told the story before. The man was 18 at this time, working at Walmart. He had a kid with a girl. They went their own way. They were getting along fine until she lost her job.
Mm-hmm.
He's working. They're living together. She lost her job. He's still trying to maintain their house, their car, on his own, off Walmart, picking up extra hours. Somebody, in my opinion, got in that girl's ear.
You should get him.
They break up. She says, well, I lost my job. Listen to me, people. I want y'all to hear this. The woman says, I lost my job, so I have to take you to child support. He's taking care of his daughter. He's doing his business. She says, I lost my job, so I have to take you to child support. Bruh got a look on his face like, you got to be shitting me, right? My bad. You got to be kidding me, right? She's like, no. They go down to child support. She wrangles him.
Yep.
Wrangles him.
Yep.
Butt dry.
Yep.
Salad tossed. Wrangles this dude. We going to be real. I tried to give him as much advice as I could. Been wrangled before.
And it's hard to believe the rules you have to do if you want to survive.
Yeah.
It's hard
to believe. It makes you look like a jerk.
It does.
It makes you look like an ass.
The brother that was on the line who said when the girl had that baby, he was like, yeah, let's get oh, pardon me. Let's get that DNA test. He did the right thing.
Yeah.
But who wants to, especially if you're married, who wants the woman just spent 27 hours in labor?
Right.
34 hours in labor. And she just gave birth to your first son. And you're supposed to walk in there, look at her and say, yeah, we're going to need that DNA test.
Not even that. Real quick, the system has it that you could be together. You could buy stuff while she's pregnant.
Yep.
They're telling you.
Let's get that crib. Okay.
They're telling you that no matter whatever you bought, those
whatever
are all considered gifts. And what you should have done, they will tell you what you should have done was write a money order and put child support with it. Question to anybody out there listening.
Yep.
Who is with somebody? Y'all are in the bath of the glow of y'all first baby and the experience of a first pregnancy. Who says, wait, babe, before you get that crib that we both like, let me get this money order and put child support on it.
Make a copy, give it to you, and then you can give it to the cashier.
Who does that? But they will tell you that's what you're supposed to do.
Now think about it. Think about it. They bring you in the child support, and they tell you you're here because you're irresponsible. Then when you show everything you've done for the child, they say, oh, no, no, sir, those were gifts. The $3,500 you blew, those were gifts. But we got you in here because you're irresponsible.
Let me go in on that a little further. They also tell me that child support is for the upkeep of the house of the custodial parent.
Yep.
Question. If I have a house and she doesn't, why can't I be the custodial parent?
If I live in a better neighborhood with better schools, why can't I be the custodial parent?
Sounds like to me it'll save some money. And it's not a, and I'm not saying that specifically to say we're saving money or whatever the case may be. He made a good point. I'm in a better neighborhood. I got a better school district. I got more opportunities over here with me. I feel as if they should be with me.
Right.
It's damn near hard for a judge to rule against a mother.
Yep.
That's wrong.
Yep, she gets the benefit of the doubt.
When cards are on the table, mothers are out here doing worse, the same thing that you claim these fathers are doing to these kids. To me, this may sound sexist and effed up. I believe a kid will have a better chance if they live with their father than their mother. That's going to be
I'm not going to say that. I don't know.
I'm going to tell you why.
Case thing.
It is a case by case.
my opinion, from what I've seen, as far as a disciplinarian standpoint, I believe more that, because a mother would tell you in a minute, you need to be a disciplinarian. I can't do that. I've seen more women say that.
Yeah, you got to be the bad cop. I'll be good cop.
Exactly.
We'll never change the roles.
No.
But you can be bad cop.
Because something about, I remember, something about I'ma tell your dad strikes Finn's kids. To this day, yeah, I believe
until
a lot
they
of
preteens, and then you tell them, well, we not going to say nothing because you know how your dad gets. We don't want to hear his mouth. When you collude with the preteen and the teenage child to conspire to keep secrets against the man paying the bills.
Hmm.
And don't tell me that ain't happened.
We ain't
going to tell him we went shopping. Shh. Just let him pay for everything.
But again, you're a man. You're supposed to deal with that. Look. The situation, look.
Yeah, we kind of beating a dead horse.
Yeah, look. The whole thing is, plain and simple, women that's out there doing your thing, maintain it, much respect, hats off to y'all. You know, you deserve a round of applause.
That's right.
But for the women who are out here doing it for the sake of doing it, you really should reevaluate yourselves and your lives.
There you go. We as men at Truth Brothers just said we don't take up for the bums. Sisters, I would love to see y'all take the same stance and don't take up for the skanks.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, on that note, that's where we'll leave it. I thank everybody who stayed in the queue with us. I really appreciate it. We really appreciate it. We're going to be going on vacation, but when we come back, we will be launching TruthBrothersRadio.com. Everything you need to check out the Truth Brothers, to communicate with the Truth Brothers, to buy products from the Truth Brothers, you're going to be able to get on TruthBrothersRadio.com. Check us out on Facebook because we will be sending all alerts and advertisements out through Facebook and YouTube. Keep checking us out as we give you the best of Truth Brothers Radio. But in August, when we come back, we're going to be having a party for TruthBrothersRadio.com. With a whole new revamp look. We're going to retool and revamp the whole show.
Yeah.
And we're going to have some fun.
It's going to be a good look, man. Hopefully everybody, you guys, man, we appreciate the love. Y'all are family. That's just plain and simple, man. Y'all are our family, man. And we appreciate everything that's being given to us. Every page that we have will be getting ran over. And we're tuning everything up from our Instagram to our Twitter to our Facebook page. Every page that we have,
guys,
it's going to be a new look. New thing,
yes,
everything's good, but just stay tuned, hang in there with us, man. We will miss y'all over this break. Believe we're going to miss what we do over this break, but it's a lot of things we got to do. We got to get this done because we got to give y'all quality. And it's not like we ain't been doing it, but we won't give y'all something.
And while we're out, we want y'all to hit our Facebook page. We want to hear how you feel about the show. You feel the show has gotten boring. You feel the show has gotten rude. If you feel the show has gotten better, we want to hear from you guys. We want your show ideas. We want to hear what you like, dislike, love, hate, all of that. We want to hear everything. Give us some topics. Give us something that's going to make you press the number one on that keypad.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us what we need to do to make you press number one. Tell us what we need to do to make you grab your friend and say, girl, you got to listen to this. Or, bro, man, these dudes are crazy. You need to check this out.
What can you say behind that?
We can say that this has been a G Network presentation, and we'll let you know that if you're not listening to the Truth Brothers,
truth ain't in you.
Peace, y'all.
Two fingers.
Don't sweat the technique.